Exodus 17, verse 16, Shemot Yud Zayin Perek Tet Zayin in Hebrew. Begin reading. Ki Yad, for a hand is, al nes, upon the banner of, or the sign of, or even the staff of, Yah, the Lord. Ki Yad al nes Yah, for a hand is upon the staff of Yah, or the banner of Yah. This opening phrase perhaps alluding to the staff or rod of God that was held up by Moses during the battle of Amalek. And indeed, the word nes here refers back to the altar that Moses built, which he called Adonai Nisi, the Lord my banner, honoring the victory of the Lord over the forces of Amalek. So we read Ki Yad al nes Yah to be an affirmation or a solemn declaration or a pledge about God's prophetic judgment against Amalek. The verse therefore continues, Milchama, there is war, or there will be war, La Adonai, for the Lord, Ba'amalek, against Amalek, Midor Dor, from generation to generation, or for all generations. In other words, God declares perpetual warfare against Amalek, because Amalek represents the powers of darkness that are against God's redemptive purposes and plans. So let's read this great declaration of the Lord now. Ki Yad al nes Yah, Milchama la Adonai ba'amalek midor dor. For a hand is upon the banner of Yah. There will be war for the Lord against Amalek for all generations. Amen. Let me add a few comments here. Spiritually speaking, the Amalekites aligned themselves with the wicked Pharaoh of Egypt when they attacked Israel after their deliverance from the Egyptian army at the Sea of Reeds. And therefore they took over where Pharaoh left off, continuing the war against God's plans to redeem his people and ultimately to bring the Messiah. In Jewish tradition, Amalek represents pure evil, or those who have given themselves over to Sitra Achra, or the side of impurity, the devil's side, if you will. Indeed, the name Amalek begins with the letter Ayin in Hebrew, symbolizing the eye, and it equals 240 in Gematria. Now, this is the same value for the word Safek, meaning doubt, and also for the Hebrew word Ram, which means haughty or proud. So Amalek, therefore, refers to the proud, evil eye of doubt, or even the severed eye. When you remove the letter Ayin from Amalek, you're left with Malak, a word that means to chop off or sever. Understood in this way, Amalek represents spiritual blindness acting arrogantly in the world, and therefore God has pledged perpetual warfare against the proud spirit that defies his sovereign rule and opposes his plan of redemption. The hand is on God's banner or staff. God shall be at war with Amalek for all generations. The Torah says that we must go out and fight Amalek, which is a call to ongoing spiritual warfare in our lives. The account of the attack of Amalek is really a story about the good fight of faith and how we find victory in the Lord. Recall that when Moses raised his hands in battle against the Amalekites, the Israelites prevailed, but if he lowered them, they suffered defeat. Eventually, Moses grew weary and needed Aaron and Hur to help him hold his arm steady to ensure victory. Note that the Hebrew word translated steady is emunah, the very word for faith. It was Moses' steady faith in God's power that gave Israel the victory over the powers of darkness, just as we lift up our faith in God's power demonstrated at the cross that gives victory over Satan and his schemes. Yeshua is the sign of God. He is the banner, the miracle, the nes. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man would be lifted up, that whoever looked upon him and believed would be healed and have eternal life. And that's the context for the famous verse, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," found in John 3:16. Yeshua is our altar, Adonai Nisi. We lay our hand upon his banner, upon his miracle. Yeshua is our declaration, our affirmation, and our pledge to fight the good fight of faith and to reject the spirit of pride and doubt that's in the world. We must therefore remain vigilant and engaged with the armor of God upon us as we stand ground and give testimony of God's greatness and glory. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians. I wish you good success in your war against evil as you stand in the Lord's victory and call his name in praise. Shalom, shalom.